our heart is full. You know, exactly two years ago, on April 3rd, 2013, we had a 40th anniversary mission reunion organized at Elder Red, and many of you have participated and did a wonderful job. Contacted 465 missionaries, as I recall the number, maybe it's 467. Individually, each one had a conversation or spoke with one of you or one of us. And missionaries were found all over the world. At that meeting, we had many attend. I think we had over 200 Elder Red.
We had about 400 people.
400 people, over 200 missionaries that attended. And several of you weren't able to attend, like Elder Merriam and others. And following that reunion, we didn't come down off of the high probably for months. That book that my wife just mentioned, that many of you participated in, sending us individual letters, talking about your mission experiences and your testimony and how the mission affected your lives. My wife said we cried, we laughed, and we cried. Our eyes filled with tears as we read many of those experiences, and then look at you today, 40 years later. You know, this reunion is also a 40-year anniversary reunion, because many of you were there in 1975, excuse me, just 40 years ago. And many of you are there still into 1977. We left in 1976. But what an experience. What an experience again this evening. The gift of being able to speak with you today. Here. I had a lot of thoughts. I've been laying awake nights thinking about this. I also want to express our appreciation to Eric and Patricia. Why don't you stand up, Eric and Patricia? We have the opportunity of living with Eric and Patricia part of the year down in California. They live in Northridge, California. And Eric is my chauffeur this evening. I don't drive much at night anymore. And so Eric is our chauffeur. And we got lost coming here because we relied on the GPS and not what we call in French the people met. Patricia is also, tonight is her birthday. And I think it's very special, Patricia, that you're here. And those of you might remember in Geneva, the Sen family, Jimmy, the nurse of Sen, Patricia was their second daughter. She came to the United States several years ago when Eric was just a young man and she was just a young woman. And Jimmy wrote and asked that we kind of keep an eye on her. And I assigned Eric to do that. And we've been keeping an eye on her ever since then. So thank you, Eric and Patricia, for being here. We love you so much. We also spend the other part of the year at our daughter's home in Riverton. Our address, in case you don't have it, it is in the website, is Weebley spelled W-E-E-B-L-E-Y or L-Y?
L-Y.
L-Y. So all of you, I hope you know the website, the France Switzerland Mission, or France Geneva Switzerland Mission, at Weebley.com, W-E-E-B-L-Y. And you can post your pictures and your comments, your remarks on that website, and then refer to them regularly over the year. And a lot of thoughts. I'm so glad that we're having this formal part of the meeting. I was looking forward to it, but it wasn't really on the schedule, and I'm so glad that it was included because it is an important part in my mind. I think we'll always have this, as long as I'm the mission president and still here with me. We'll always have a formal few minutes together just to talk together and feel each other's spirit and strength. We've received several letters of missionaries that couldn't be with us this evening, and I would be amiss if I didn't mention them. Rex and Nancy Allen, President Allen, you knew he served as mission president in the Switzerland Geneva Mission in the late 1999-2000. Returned home, went to work for the church as a volunteer. He's been the director of the Perpetual Education Fund, and he worked with Elder Carmack raising the money all over the world, and has traveled all over the world doing this as a volunteer for over 8 years. no salary. He was able to sell his business beforehand. He served as mission president and then now is serving in the part of the world that we can't talk a lot about because it's a very special assignment. But it's in the Middle East. And he's working with the members of the church in that area and the Christians. And you hear a lot about that right now. But he sends his love. He wishes that he could be here. Elder and Sister Duty. My wife mentioned better practice your French, and I said, you never know, you might be called to St. George. The Dooleys retired early, and were able to save their money and decided to go on a mission, and they spent 18 months in the France Lille mission, which was formerly the Switzerland Geneva mission, but transferred to Lille. And they worked for a year in Lille, did a fantastic job with the youth. Sister Dooley learned French. And was able to even teach piano lessons to some of the investigators there in Lyon. Did a wonderful job with the young people in one of the wards. There's three of them in Lyon now. Three wards. At the end of their mission, they got close to the end of their mission. President Roni called and asked them if they would be willing to transfer to Chalon-sur-Saône. And they were so sad and so unhappy about that. When they wrote and told us about it, I jumped for joy because I knew that that would be the highlight of their mission. They spent 6 months in Chalon-sur-Saône, one baptism after another, one family after another. And they completely rebuilt that branch with the local members that they had in that small branch. Several of you were there when Chalon-sur-Saône was just first opened. We talked about it this evening, but they did a wonderful job. We turned home. We were able to attend their homecoming address up in Soda Springs, Idaho. And then we, about a year later, they went down to St. George and visited the temple, and they saw a need. The St. George people saw a need, and they're now in St. George with the visitors in St. George. They're having busloads of French tourists come through St. George and they're being taught the gospel at the visitor center in the buildings in St. George. Several of you have met with them while they're down there, but if you do go through St. George, look up Brother Elder and Sister Dooley. Others that have talked to the service notes, I'm sure I don't forget anybody. Jake Hammack. Jay was here at our last reunion. Jay said, I'd love to be there, but I'm actually stationed right now in Thailand, working for the Kellogg company. They're building a cereal for Australia. Kellogg is, and Jay is responsible for that responsibility. He sends his love. Don Ryder was planning on coming, but at the last minute couldn't make it. And he did a great job, also helping with the last conference that we had here. And have been very close. Had an interesting experience. At our last reunion, he met one of his former companions, Brother Linnell, and they started up a conversation and a communication back and forth. And just not even a year ago, he notified us that Brother Linnell had passed away, and we sent word out. But you never know, elders and sisters, when the future, when tomorrow, will no longer be a mystery. And so take the opportunity to get to know each other and renew these acquaintances and these contacts. But Elder Ryder has done a fantastic job. Elder Neil Thompson, I don't know if any of you remember Neil Thompson, the Canadian. He's up in Canada now and very active in the church, and he sends his love also. I'm glad that we're having this meeting too, because I would like to have had a testimony meeting and call a dozen of you at least to hear your testimonies. But we don't have the time, and I just want everyone to know that you're important. Sister Checkins sent us an interesting thing. Sister Checkins has done a wonderful work. She works for the church, but in her spare time she teaches primary. She's been a primary teacher for years. And she developed a missionary teaching tool that's gone all over the world. With missionaries to help them teach the plan of salvation. And it's called the Body Spirit Doll. And she's done a wonderful job. I would have called her, and I don't think she's here this evening. No. But I'd like to have had her bear her testimony. Sister Lund, where's Sister Lund, her husband? Right here in front. Mother and Sister Lund couldn't attend our last meeting 2 years ago because they'd just been called to the California... Which one?
California Fresno.
Fresno Mission. 1 month before the reunion. And she sent us a sweet letter. And after the reunion, saying that she's sorry she missed it. And then we received a letter just a couple months ago saying that they would be released last month, March, and that they would be at this one. And so we're so happy to have you, Sister Lund, and your husband, and Brother Wilson, here with us this evening. I'd like to have heard from you, but take the opportunity to talk with them. Where's Sister Turner? Jill, here in the back. Sister Turner sent us a wonderful letter, and I'd like to hear more about what she's doing. She's been invited to speak at the Women's Conference at BYU. Jill, what's the name of the topic you're talking about? The endowments at Nauvoo.
Let's see. The ordinances. In church history, and so I'll be covering all the covenants that were made in the Red Brick Store.
The Red Brick Store. She has devoted her studies to experiences of Nauvoo and is one of the experts on that area. Jill, we're looking forward to hearing from you. And it's on May 1st. Talk to Jill about that. Elder Frogley. Is Elder Frogley here?
No, he could not make it.
Well, that's too bad. Elder Frogley has an interesting story, too, that I'd like him to have the opportunity of talking about. Elder Frogley was called at a very young age to be a mission president in the Belgian Brussels mission. And he and his wife went to Belgian Brussels, and then he returned to his profession as a chiropractor in Ames, Iowa. And close enough to Nauvoo that he actually participated in the Nauvoo pageant. Is that Jill? Is that what they call it?
Yeah.
Is it a musical pageant or just acting?
It's both.
It's both music and
dancing and the full story.
The full story of Nauvoo. Yeah. And President Crogley, the President Crogley was Joseph Smith. He played the part of Joseph Smith.
He's a descendant of Joseph Smith.
He was what?
He's a descendant.
And he's a descendant of Joseph Smith, tall, blonde, Elder Frogley. And so he's got some experiences to talk about on this. So we have Elder Dowdle, Mike Dowdle. Mike isn't here.
It's not there.
President Dowdle was the mission president called to open the Micronesia mission. And for 2 years, he did not have a mission home. He traveled for 2 years in Micronesia. And at the end of his mission, just before the end of his mission, they organized the first stake in Micronesia, which is part of the Pacific Ocean area. Let's see, who else? President Moffat. Dick Moffat, Richard Moffat. Any of you know Richard Moffat, some of the early missionaries? President Moffat has served two missions. He was called as mission president to the England Birmingham Mission, served 3 years there and returned home and now is serving as president of the Salt Lake Central Mission here in Salt Lake City. And his mission home is his own home where he lives here in Salt Lake City. And so I'm sure that he would have some interesting things to tell us about. Larry Schumacher. Elder Schumard has an interesting experience. Did any of you remember Elder Schumard in Marseille? He had a bicycle accident after he'd been out about 7 months and fell in the gutter and hit his chin and picked up a bug. And when I heard about it, they thought he was going to die. He was in the hospital in Marseille, seriously ill. And interesting experience. He told the people, the doctors and everybody, that his president was coming to visit him. And they didn't know who to expect. And when I got there, they thought I was President Giscard d'Estaing. Similar facial expressions and lack of hair and so forth. And Elder Schumacher only spent 7 months in the mission. Returned home, remained faithful, not discouraged. Became a state president, done a wonderful job in the Ohio area. Very strong member of the church, and he stayed in touch with us over all these years. So, you know, brothers and sisters, elders and sisters, we have a great group of elders and sisters. I'm so thrilled to be able to talk with you. Elder Hamilton Many of you met Elder Hamilton again last month, or last 2 years ago at our missionary union. Elder Hamilton was there. He was called as mission president in the Belgian Brussels mission also, and returned home state president in his stake, and then was called the day after our missionary union as one of the 70s, and is now in the area presidency in South Africa. And if you're looking to serve a mission, take the opportunity to contact Elder Hamilton. They need missionaries. I spent about an hour, 2 nights ago, talking with a young man who just returned from the Ghana mission. And he was telling us about the faith of those members over there and the wonderful experiences that he had serving in West Africa and Ghana. So the testimonies, we'll have the opportunity of hearing many, many more testimonies. Brothers and sisters, I want to invite you this evening to share your testimony with each other. It's wonderful to see you, and many of you have already shared your testimony, your faith, and your experience with us this evening. Let's make this a very spiritual, memorable evening again. President David O. McKay used to use the term, used to be down at the LTM and the MTC. I don't know if it's still there or not. But it's the quote that he said that he was in Scotland when he was serving as a young man, and they were discouraged doing missionary work, and he walked up to a castle in Stirling, Scotland, with his companion, just to relax and take a break from the hard work of missionary work. And as they were coming back down the hill, he saw a building that had an inscription above the doorway. As he looked at the doorway, he saw the inscription, "Whate'er thou art, do well thy part. Whate'er thou art, do well thy part." I used to add on, I think in the middle, some of you might remember, I used to mention dress well your part. Because you need to be representatives of your calling and your assignment. I'm pleased that many of you are well dressed this evening. All of you are well dressed. I know many of you have traveled a long ways. But I'd like to see in future readings, Elder Red, that we make Sunday and casual dress both appropriate. Because you're still missionaries. Like President McKay, he said, we all represent the church, and we're all members of the church wherever we go. I had an opportunity to have that drilled home to me one time. I was working out in the garden, and Sister Sager had to go and do some shopping, so she asked me to come and take her shopping. I was in my Grubbies. I was in my Levi's and everything. So anyway, I went, took Sister Sager to shopping, and who did I meet? One of our missionaries, as soon as I got out of the car and into the shopping area. And I was embarrassed, because I was not looking like their mission president. And so, elders, remember who you are, and sisters, remember who you are, and always dress appropriately, and whatever you're doing, continue to do it, because you're doing a wonderful job. Many of our missionaries have experiences working with youth. How many of you are working with youth right at the present time? Look at the number. Isn't that amazing? I know the tremendous influence you're having with them, as well as the many other assignments you've had in the church. Share your testimonies one with another. Remember that the Lord loves you. Your Father in heaven is your Father. He knows you as he knows his children. If we will keep the commandments of our Savior and do those things that he asks, he will give you great blessing, many tender mercies, and also great miracles happen in your life. Sometimes we struggle. Sometimes we have difficulties, but we can always overcome them if we remain faithful and do those things and help each other accomplish our goals. Brothers and sisters, we love you so very much. You're in our prayers every morning, every day. We pray for you. We pray for your families. Keep the commandments. Serve your families. Serve the Lord. Serve the members of your board or your branch or your stake. And serve others. I pray the Lord will continue to bless you, and we'll have the opportunity again to see each other often. Remember that there are many first impressions. We all make first impressions, and we're making first impressions every day. But you also need to make last impressions. And I remember Elder Linnell at that last reunion. He made a fantastic last impression in our minds as we saw him participate in that beautiful music number with the other elders. Thank you, Elder Red, for organizing this meeting. I hope I have gone on a long time, but I just want you to know that the Lord knows you and loves you. Oh, I wanted to say one thing, and I told you I'd do this. In 1975, we received word that Elder Gordon B. Hinckley was coming to visit our mission. And he scheduled such and such a date, and that his schedule conflicted a little bit with the district conferences. And so I recommended that Elder Hinckley come to the most successful district we had in the mission at that time, which was Toulouse. And so Elder Hinckley came to Toulouse, and we had him, first time they'd ever had a general authority in Toulouse. And we had a wonderful visit with Elder Hinckley, and he talked with the members of Toulouse, then we drove back to Marseille, we had a meeting in Marseille, and then from Lyon and back in Geneva. And we talked about it, and there were many other experiences that happened. I can remember a lot of experiences, but I don't remember the hat.
Good.
I don't remember that. The fact is, we were reading a lot of the letters. I don't remember some of the experiences that seem to have a profound influence on your lives. I hope it was the Spirit of, working through me, and not necessarily me, because I don't remember having said some of those things. But I'm glad that it influenced your life. Anyway, Elder Hinckley, after he returned home, 2 months later, we received word that the general authorities had decided to divide our mission, and that part of the French mission and part of the France-Switzerland mission would become the France-Toulouse mission, and that both missions were to supply a certain number of elders, and we were to supply 28 elders and sisters going from our mission to Toulouse. My wife mentioned that, and that was the hardest thing that I did during those 3 years I was mission president. I pondered it. I had interviews with many of you before that. And I purposely chose, and I know that the Lord guided me in doing that, those who were going to go to Toulouse and represent the Switzerland-Geneva mission in Toulouse, you were chosen. It wasn't simply because you were there at that time. You were chosen. I sent a couple of missionaries that I needed to send there. I had one elder that had a romantic thing going on with a young lady in Grenoble, and so I sent him to the Toulouse mission. I had another elder, I think I might have mentioned this one time, that in our first interview, he came in and he said, President Singer, glad to meet you. I'm going to be your assistant someday. I sent him to Toulouse. I didn't want to have that hanging over my head the only thing I had. But those are the only two. The rest of you were chosen to go there because of your calling and your talents and your spirit. Miller Mangum, my wife said, that was the hardest. The hardest thing I did was send one of our assistants that we were so close to down to Toulouse. But you did a great job in prison. Brzezinski has often told me how much he loved missionaries to serve with him for that period of time. Hello, brothers and sisters. It's good to be with you. Look forward to seeing you again, hopefully in the near future. Sister Sager is a wonderful, wonderful companion. We just celebrated 55 years on the 22nd of last month. We've been together. She's my eyes and she's my ears. And the hearing aids don't work. A couple years ago, I had my cataracts taken out, and they put lenses in my eyes so I don't have to wear glasses after something like 75 years of wearing glasses. So it's amazing what they can do. And we're in good health. I'm so grateful for her. I love her with all my heart, and I'm so grateful for your love and the expressions that you've had in your letters for her. I couldn't have done what I did. I'm nothing without her. A couple of years ago, 23 years ago, I started my personal history. And I started writing it. I was in Kuala Lumpur at that time, and I had a computer, and I just had to learn how to work. And I thought it would be nice to do what President Spencer W. Kimball encouraged us to do. So I started writing my personal history. Hope you're all writing yours. I realized just a couple of years ago after I'd written a couple hundred pages, my history is not my history. It's our history. And so my personal history became a book of remembrance of Sidney Ferenc Sager and Anita Emerald Sager. And so our history is our history now. It's a book of remembrance. And so I'm so grateful for her. My whole life has been built around her. 55 years, she's my strength, she's my love. She's brought romance into my life, she's brought patience, she's brought understanding and great and wonderful faith. And I'm so grateful for her. May the Lord bless you always, keep you well, keep you safe, and keep you close to Him, I pray. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.